Nowadays, since when a person is still in bed, his hands are dirty because he touched his covered areas during his sleep, so he can't make a brachas yet. And there are other non-educated Jews that if you tell they have to do it at home, they wouldn't say it at all. That's a minig that we say them all in shul after we wash our hands and go to shul. And one should answer Amen afterwards. If you mechavim to be yotze, even if you didn't say Amen, you yotze. But the ma'aseh, when you hear bracha, you're supposed to stop and say Amen. The person's learning in the shul and it's going a little bit over time. Even so, when they start saying the brachas, he should really stop his learning and say Amen. So once again, their minig was that the people would actually listen to the chazan and yotze deichavosin to be yotze the mitzvah by being yotze from the chazan. The Mishabur says even if the person who is listening could say the brach himself, he's also yotze. But he does bring the Magen Avraham in the name of the Levush that says by Birchas Shachar, if you don't have a million people listening, then you should not be yotze from the tzibur. The Maisa, as we know, today the minhag is that everybody makes the bracha independently. The discussion of that this din of the Levush that says you should have 10 people is that only if the 10 people anyway know how to make the bracha themselves, therefore they shouldn't be yotze with the shachazan, and unless there's 10 of them. Or did he mean to say that even if the person does not know how to make a bracha himself, even so the Levush says for this type of bracha you need 10 people? The Bialocha says later on, the Levush is mashma, that even if the person is not a bokeh, you should have 10. But on that is a discussion.